everybody got your recorders up here?
Turns out, Russ, there we go.
All right, Coach, if you would, open up with a quick statement about tonight's game, then we'll have questions.
Well, it was kind of a fun game. I think the guys flew around and had some fun. We got more people dinged in that little spring game than we have all spring. It was the dangest thing I've ever seen. So hopefully none of it was serious. I think by about the second series, we were down the first four wide receivers or five. Both teams had two on the team. But, I think the guys, tonight's just kind of a culmination of spring practice, so hopefully they had fun. It was fun. I was happy for Brady. That's fun for him and Chase, both seniors, to come out and do that. And it was a good time. When you play a running clock in the second half, I think both teams had the ball twice. It was pretty fast.
I think tonight you saw some flashes of what the quarterbacks were capable of.
You know, they didn't play as well tonight as they played most of the spring. I was a little disappointed in the way they played. We missed a lot of open receivers, especially play action and the ball security. Jay had that thing all over the place. He's going to make something happen one way or the other. But he had done a better job, just executing with ball security than tonight.
You had to be pleased with your second team offense and second half playing with just two scholarship linemen, able to make some plays happen.
Yeah, they converted some fourth downs. Lucas hit some passes, and, he hung in there and was a gamer. And then good for Chase. He's the one that threw the touchdown pass, so that was good. It's fun for those guys.
Camp showed that he's a really good possession receiver out there.
Well, I don't know if I'd call him a possession receiver. He's got ability. He's pretty fast. He's going to be – he's certainly – right now I feel good about three receivers. Ricky didn't play tonight, and Brad tweaked the ankle, so we took him out, and Jalen. And then we've got to find a couple more guys. Normally we try to play with four or five. So Antonio got hurt before he could do anything. Jair's got some ability. He just got to be consistent and not bust plays.
Seemed like you got some production from your D-backs, even though there wasn't much space.
Yeah, well, again, it was a different kind of game. I mean – I don't think they had very many carries. I don't know how much Diedrich played. We had four carries. Yeah, I mean he had 23 yards, but it's different. I thought Gervonta made some good runs and finished strong and did some good things.
Do you think Gervonta has kind of established himself as number two at this point?
If I had to pick a number two guy right now, he'd probably be 2A and Quay would be 2B. They bring different things to the equation. But Gervonta's had a good spring. Both of them, Quay did some nice things. He had a couple of nice runs. It's sometimes there wasn't a lot of room for him with that crowd, so.
Seemed like Brant made some plays for your linebacker today.
Yeah, he did. He made some plays. It's, our tackles kept turning him loose. Yeah. Who?
Quinn.
That's the second time he's jumped a guy. He's going to get himself killed. At least he didn't get away with it this time. I wouldn't advise that if I were him.
Coach, as you wrap up spring, where do you feel like your team is, about where you want it?
I think we had a good spring practice. I don't get too hung up on the game. But I think all in all we got better at some things. We got a lot of things to work on.
I imagine that last series that Jay had, it gave you kind of a nice little window to see what he can do in a situation like that. What did you feel about how he managed that last series?
Not very good. You can't take a sack. You got to throw the ball away. Now, to his credit, he didn't have much time to turn around. They were running right by both tackles.
Right.
So it was – but he's can be so elusive that he thinks he can get away from everything, and he's got to learn on this level. It's not as easy to get away as it was in high school. And it's fine to do that when the game's in a regular mode, but in a 1 minute, type deal. You just got to throw the ball away and live for another down, you know. But even at the end, I mean, he gave Jalen a chance there at the end to catch the ball. I think he was just so winded he couldn't.
I thought Desmond Branch made some plays. Is that what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, he was quick in there, and he had a field day there on the against the right guard there. Yeah.
In your time here, the quarterback succession process has been a pretty boring thing, really. You kind of knew who the next guy was going to be the year before he was the guy. Is that going to be the case this year, or is this something?
Well, I think tonight was good for those young guys and even Daquan because he hasn't played a lot. Daquan's played much better all spring than he played tonight. And the biggest thing, you know, when Matthew comes back, Matthew has that experience where he's played in games, and the other guys have got to gain that. So the more they can play, and like tonight was really good for them. You think about Jay and Luke, they hadn't played in, you know, they redshirted all year, and first time they played in front of a crowd. And I thought Lucas handled it really well. He just kind of plays and don't let much bother him. And, the biggest issue with Jay tonight was the ball security. That thing was all over the place. And he'd been doing a better job than that. But he was hurt. I didn't think he was going to play. He didn't practice all week. He tweaked his ankle on Monday. He was on crutches yesterday. But he just wanted – he was – hell bent that he was going to play. He wanted to play, which is a good thing. He wanted to get out there and play.
What did you see in the first long run Lucas had?
I was just a belly option play, and they all got cut. The guard got the five technique, and B back cut the linebacker, and A back cut the safety. So they were all down. Doom, doom, doom.
I imagine it would be pretty pleasing for you to see that from your second group, that they executed that play so
quickly. It's kind of been – spring practice. I mean, sometimes it looks good, and other times the defense looks good. You know, it's kind of playing.
At defensive end, you had Simmons and Freeman out there. Did you see any of the backups do anything that caught your eye?
I thought Henri was disruptive. You know, you have to look and see who they're playing against, but I thought Henri was disruptive and made some plays. Every time you looked up, Connor Vernon was making a play. So it's you just have to watch. You know, it's hard to tell. Antonio was clearly – he and Henri were probably the best pass rushers. I mean, I they caught my eye more than the others.
I know you don't usually get a lot of questions about kickers, but you're looking for a guy to step into that role. How do you think Sean has done this spring?
Yeah, I think Sean's done a good job this spring, and certainly he'll be in a position to compete, with King when he comes in. So – we'll let him compete in the fall and see what happens. It's good to see him make those kicks tonight. I mean, he made all his field goals, and that was good.
I'm pleased you actually had nice weather.
Yeah, it was good. I thought that crowd was good, and, it was hopefully nobody got hurt seriously, and if that's the case, then it was a good ending.
You actually seem in a pretty good mood about previous spring post-game press conference.
I think we've had a decent spring practice, and all you can do is ask the kids to work hard and practice hard, and they've done that. So I don't have any qualms with the way they've worked, and I'm sure they're glad it's over.
You said last year that was a fun team. When you've had good teams here that you described as being fun, I guess, do you feel like you're seeing some of that from this group?
I think this team's a little different in that you've got you should have, when I say experience, they're sophomores, but the offensive line, at least they played. You've got right now without Matthew, you've got quarterbacks who haven't played. Defensively, you've got guys from the linebackers back who played a lot. And some of the defensive line hasn't played a lot. You know, Kyle played a good deal last year, Antonio. So it's kind of a mix of young guys and guys with some experience.
Anything else for Coach? Before we start with student athletes. Okay, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.